6 months after a devastating earthquake rocked the Caribbean island nation of Haiti, killing more than a quarter million people and displacing a million others, hundreds of thousands of Haitians continue to live in makeshift camps. The media officer for the UK-based Catholic Aid and Development Agency Progressio, Jo Barrett, has recently returned from Haiti. She told Chris Altieri that there are both pressing humanitarian concerns and the need for long-term commitment to help Haiti recover.
The situation on the ground for people in Haiti is still really, really difficult. There are hundreds of thousands of people living in camps, in tents, in tent cities, and really the situation is dire. The conditions for people are very, very poor. They have very little access to food and water. Sanitation is terrible, and people are miserable, understandably so. The situation is pretty bad, and there's a lot to do.
After 6 months, is there a risk of this turning into a permanent emergency?
Well, I think there is a risk, yes. I think people in the camps, when you speak to them, say, you know, we've been here for 6 months. What's happening? Are we going to be here for 2 years, 5, 10? I think over the long term, we need to start looking at transitional housing, getting people out of these very makeshift camps, you know, some of which are literally put together with sticks and tarpaulins and sheets. So people need to start moving out of the camps. But also there are a lot of long-term development issues which need to be tackled. And I think it's important to stress, having been to Haiti and seen the situation firsthand, that there are likely to be no quick fixes for Haiti now. You know, this is really very much a situation which could take years to change. But Progressio believes that the ball has to start rolling now.